Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Getting jiggy with it.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much. We're hanging around with us. We got Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest again, ladies and gentlemen. She's an old friend of mine and yours too, and a member of our Brain Trust. Suzanne she has her own radio show, by the way, called The Entrepreneur Hour, and we're going to tell us about that in a little bit. She also is the author of an outstanding book, Employee to Entrepreneur. She really does know what it takes to be a small business owner and to help small business owners. It's what she does. And she's here to talk to us about some things that I think you'll find very interesting. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Now, remind us about your radio show, The Entrepreneur Hour. Is it Mondays?
It's on Mondays from noon to 1. It's in the South Florida market.
Yeah.
And we're working on web streaming, so it will be available internationally through the web.
All right.
So it's
sounds good. Give us the call. Give us the radio call letters.
Sure. It's 12:30 on the AM dial, WBZT.
WBZT and you're out of South Florida.
Out of South Florida.
Yeah. All right. So check it out, folks. It's 12 to 1 on Mondays.
Correct.
All right. What are you going to talk about today?
The ways to get the guts to start your own business from
all
the
right.
emotional side.
And so you're going to... So that's an important thing to know, isn't it? Not only where to get the guts, but do you have the guts? Some people don't even know if they have it or not.
Well, in learning, and I think one of the most important things, Jim, is that it is a learned skill.
Tell us what you mean by that.
That we can learn to get the guts. I mean, I quit my job 3 times over an 8-month period trying to get the guts to start my own business back in 98. Because, Jim, when I went to business classes, they said, and I have an MBA. You know, I had an MBA at this point. But I was told, you know, Suzanne, just write a business plan and save some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, Jim, but that was not enough to do the work on the inside of me to be courageous to start, you know, to give up the paycheck, to give up the 401k program, to give up everything, and to go into the unknown.
One of the things, though, you know, that I think is important that we point out, Suzanne, is that having the guts is not to start a business is not the same thing as having the ability to be a business owner.
Correct.
People email me all the time and ask me questions like, in fact, I got one the other day with something like this. I'm a technical person. I work for a technology company. I don't have any money. I don't know how to run a business. What should I go into? Now, this person, if that person got the guts to start their own business, they'd still be in trouble.
Yep, you have to have. You're correct. You have to have the courage and you have to have the ability. And learn, you know, what it takes. I mean, being flexible and all those different things that make the business successful, that make us successful at running the business.
Isn't having the guts to start also having the ability to understand and to tell yourself it's not time yet, you know, I'm not prepared for this? Don't you have to also have the guts to tell to confront yourself and
no
say, you know,
I
really want to do this, but I don't think I'm prepared.
I'm not prepared. And I know for me, like the first round when I tried to quit my job and the second round when I tried to quit, even though I had the business plan and I still wasn't ready on the inside, but I still think there's times for us to, you know, to be prepared on the outside, meaning saving up a correct amount of money, you know, money that we can live on. They say 6 months worth of living expenses, which just gets us started, Jim.
Right. I was going to say that's really not enough, is it?
No. But it gets us out the door. But, you know, learning what to start. You know, I think the most important thing, for me, the most important thing in getting the guts to start our own business, and this is after counseling more than 500 people at the largest small business development center in the country, you know, is believing that we can, is the single most important thing to get going. You know, because a lot of times, it could be starting small or doing, which is important as well, but believing that we can do it when we don't even know what it's going to be, to me, is the single most important thing in getting that business up and going.
Don't you think that the starting point has got to be knowing what you want to do and being comfortable with knowing that it is the right thing to do. I mean, once you know that you want to sell shoelaces, once you know that you want to sell nuclear power plants, whatever it, or build a, whatever it is that you're going to do, once you know that, then you can build the capital, you can build the experience, you can do the research, you can find the location, you can, you know, all that sort of thing. Isn't that where you begin?
Having a starting point. I think it's a combination because, I mean, I'm looking at it from my own experience. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I went out on my own 6 years ago. I decided to become a consultant. You know, I needed a starting point. And from
but you
that,
had that, but you had that background.
I had a background.
See, you had that.
Never
you
been a
you
consultant.
You didn't leave, an assembly line and say, I'm going to become a consultant.
No, but I never did consulting per se before. I re-engineered companies. So I would go in for, you know, 1 or 2 years and I would help restructure them, but it was never as a consultant.
But that's not that far away. What you wind up doing as a consultant was not that far away. What I'm talking about are people who literally don't know, they're not even thinking about doing what it is that they know how to do.
Yes, and that, I mean, I remember having a gentleman in one of my classes, I was giving a seminar about starting a business, and he said he was getting ready to invest all his money. He was in his 50s, going into retirement, and into a restaurant. He had never run a restaurant before.
And it wasn't a franchise?
Nope. And I said to him, restaurants are the number one business failure in South Florida with the SBA. Number one. And he says, I said, you know, get some experience learning about this business before you put all your money into something that has a high failure rate. And he said, so you think that's important? I said, absolutely. You know, I was really, actually that surprised me, Jim, that someone that had been, you know, had been that experienced.
Had
however,
a few gray
he never
hairs.
Started a, pardon me?
Somebody who had a few gray hairs would behave that way.
Yes, but he never started a business before, and he just thought you could just go invest in one and start one. But my experience is get some experience in whatever field it is that you want to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much to learn, and the reason why I say that you need to start with what it is that you know and hopefully what you love, as I know you say, Suzanne, is because there are lots of times when the business side of being in that business will let you down, and you still have to love. It's sort of like your teenagers, isn't it, Suzanne? You know, they'll let you down sometimes, but if you don't love it, you know, what would we do with our kids if we didn't love them so
much?
That's
right.
I don't even want to think about that, Suzanne. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, 20 After. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. And Suzanne, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you and how we can find your book.
Great. Thanks, Jim. I'll give you the for-profit is profit-strategies.com, and that's with a dash and S at the end of strategies, profit-strategies.com, and the nonprofit is emotionalendurance.org.
All right. Now, why do we need to know both of those addresses?
The emotional endurance side has, they both basically have similar information. It's just that we have emotionalendurance.org is available in case somebody wants to do a grant and have me come out and do some training and something along those lines.
We
do have a nonprofit side.
Can we find your book at both of the locations?
Yes, you can find the book there. The book is available at Amazon.com or bookstores around the country, Employee to Entrepreneur.
And it's really, it mirrors your experience, wasn't it? Doesn't it? Trying to get yourself out of employment into ownership.
I'll tell you, it mirrors my experience and many of the clients that I counseled as an SBDC counselor. And I tell people, Jim, that I was like the worst one to ever make this transition. You know, I got an MBA, so I never had to leave the corporate world.
Right. What happened?
Well, I wasn't fulfilled. You know, I got this MBA, and
there was a hole somewhere, wasn't there?
Yes, inside of me, and I was making more money than I ever made in my life, but there was a yearning that to be something more. To
and your mother
more.
Said, "What's wrong with you? Are you on drugs or something?"
I know. And I think that's one of these getting the guts is getting past what people say, because if we start doing it, sometimes people are like, "What are you do? Why would you think of doing that?"
Yeah.
That, you know, to expect
and they probably thought they had to have an intervention or something, didn't they?
Yeah. But to expect those kind of comments, because people are it shakes them up to think that we're changing. And
I heard one time after I'd started my own business, you know, in the early days, I was a consultant too. And the word got back to me that someone asked my mother what I did. She says, "Well, I don't know what he does, but he must be good at it."
It's taken even my family 6 years for my brother was like, "Yeah, well, somebody just was giving a presentation. I sat in on it because I do some motivational speeches as well." And I think for 6 years they've all thought, "I don't know what she's up to."
know? Well, and that's part of having the guts, isn't it, Suzanne? Because you're going to go through that with the folks around you, your friends and your family. You're going to have the guts to withstand that kind of scrutiny, aren't you?
There's no question. And I'll tell you, there's a quote by Albert Einstein that if at first an idea is not absurd, it's not worth pursuing.
And Say that again.
At first, an idea is not absurd. It's not worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. So anytime I had a client that said, "Oh, everybody tells me this is a crazy idea," I said, "Good, that means you're onto something."
Right. But but that doesn't mean in that form it's ready to go to market.
That's correct.
Now, that's a very important. And again, you know, one of the things that I hadn't thought about this before, Suzanne, putting it this way, but an awful lot about having the guts to start a business is having the guts to stand up to yourself and say, "Wait, it's not ready."
Knowing when.
Yeah.
You know, knowing when. And my analogy is similar when people, you know, the analogy is when you have a baby. You know, there is no exact right time to do this, but you prepare as best as you can.
Right. And you're never going to have all the capital you need. You're never going to have all the knowledge.
You never do it otherwise.
A friend of mine, Tom Feltenstein, said this in his book. He said, I knew it was right when I was willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
That's beautiful.
When you're willing to, folks, when you get to the point where you know enough about what you're going to do, now you don't know everything you need, but you get to the point where you're willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. I think that helps may help people to know when to make the decision, because if you wait till you have enough capital, you're going to get you'll be behind.
Mm-hmm.
There is an element of faith, isn't there?
Absolutely. And even enough knowledge. I had a gentleman who attended all my seminars, and, you know, he was just, it took him a long, long time to figure out what company name to use and everything. And he finally said to me one time, because he couldn't make the decisions about just getting out there. And he said, "You know what? The more I'm learning, the more it's chiseling away at my self-esteem now. I just need to go do this." And he had gone, and he's in a section in my book called, you know, you don't have to get all your ducks in a row, just most of them.
Most of them, right, right.
And just need that starting point. I mean, I didn't know I was going to write a book. I didn't know I was going to be an international speaker. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't know I was going to be doing... You didn't know
you were going to know Jim Blassingame either, did you?
I didn't know I was going to know Jim Blassingame.
What about that? Who would have thought that, right?
All these great things happen when we step out in faith. And with as much information that we have, and knowing that we know enough for today, we know enough. You know, when we make that decision, we're going to do it. Like when I made a decision I was going to do it, it still took me 3 times to quit my job because
right.
I needed to prepare emotionally.
Yeah.
That's where my homework was.
You got to make yourself available to the possibilities, but it doesn't mean that you have to take action on the possibilities. You have to do that when it's time. Suzanne Mulvihill,
correct.
Thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
Profit-strategies.com.
And don't forget, and tell us where the radio show is heard again.
WBZT, 1230 on the AM dial in the South Florida, West
South
Palm Beach market.
Florida on Mondays, 12 to 1. Thanks, Suzanne. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks
Suzanne
so much.
Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back 29 after. Gonna take a quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Brandt. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.